sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching.
WRJN is Civic Media Station. Hometown Radio Refresh with Bobby Goldsboro on The Drifter. Right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, we're seeking ocean.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump buys more time on the Israel-Iran conflict. He says he'll make a decision within 2 weeks on whether the U.S. will get involved. That's if Tehran gives up its nuclear ambitions. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
It is a fact, and the United States government maintains this fact, that Iran has never been closer to obtaining a nuclear weapon.
The BBC's Dan Johnson is in Jerusalem.
The exchange of fire continues. The damage and devastation in Iran and Israel continues. While everybody's looking to see what happens in this two-week window that President Trump has opened up with the hope of some sort of negotiation, and the first step towards that is going to be the meeting in Geneva today.
An appeals court has ruled President Trump can retain control over those California National Guard troops he sent into Los Angeles to monitor protests over immigration raids. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
In this particular circumstance, the Ninth Circuit said that under the statute, a great deal of deference must be given to the president.
Governor Gavin Newsom says he will continue his fight in court. At Dodger Stadium, ICE protesters called out the government's crackdown as federal agents showed up ahead of last night's game against the Padres. Fans weighed in after the team delayed an announcement on plans to help local immigrants.
I think the feeling of somewhat betrayal that the Dodgers have not spoken up.
The Dodgers, 40% of their fan base is Latino. I am a Dodger fan, you know, and this is, you know, I do struggle with this.
Dodgers blocked agents from entering the stadium. Police in Memphis have arrested a man who allegedly planned to kidnap the mayor.
Police say surveillance video shows Trenton Abston scaled a wall to get into Mayor Paul Young's subdivision, went straight to Young's house, and knocked on the door Sunday night. Police say Abston had a taser, rope, and duct tape when he was arrested. He's been charged with attempted kidnapping, stalking, and trespassing. The alleged kidnapping attempt was just a day after two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses were shot at their homes by a man posing as a police officer. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A federal bankruptcy judge decides today whether to approve a multi-billion-dollar settlement with Purdue Pharma over the pain medication OxyContin. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Doctors here in West Virginia, the epicenter of the epidemic of opioids, say they want some money for treatment. Treatment helps, treatment works, but they'd like money for preventative measures, too, to keep people from getting addicted to the next substance to come along.
Dow futures are down 69, S&P futures off 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An extreme heat watch is in place for the area starting tomorrow. Officially, it's Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties, and it runs from tomorrow until 6 p.m. on Monday. Temperatures are expected to hit 95 degrees, with the heat index reaching 105. Cooling centers will be running in the area. You can call 211 to find one near you. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine police are still seeking the public's help after two separate shootings Wednesday night, one of them fatal. The first saw a man shot in the neck at a home on Carlisle where a woman was arrested. He survived. Later that night, a man was killed by a gunshot to the chest on Marquette Avenue just west of Douglas. No suspects have been identified in the second shooting. Investigators are urging witnesses to step forward. Racine's iconic broadcaster Gary Sewer was honored last night at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Summer Conference. The event at the La Crosse Radisson saw Sewer posthumously receiving the Local Broadcast Legend Award. Sewer dedicated his 36-year career at WRJN to local sports and news, broadcasting over 2,100 games and earning multiple honors. The historic Horlick Field press box bears his name. The WBA recognized Sewer and other honorees at the event for their lasting impact on Wisconsin broadcasting. Sewer passed away in 2020. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys High School Baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW, the number 7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible this morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend. Definitely find ways to stay cool. Highs in the mid-90s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Do you think that in Europe that Miles Davis is known as Kilometer Davis? Sponges grow in the ocean. That kills me. I wonder how much deeper the ocean would be if that didn't happen. I can levitate birds, but nobody cares. It's a good thing there's gravity, otherwise when birds die, they just stay right up there. Hunters would be all confused. I took a lie detector test. No, I didn't. I remember when I was a fetus, I used to sneak out at night when my mother was sleeping. I thought to myself, you know, now's the time I should start stealing some stuff since I don't have any fingerprints.
Must never, ever part. Oh,
always miss you. I've loved you from the very start.
The right, what, from 1964? That was a number one song back then. Oh, love it. All right, you should always keep your phone on vibrate. Case in point, cops in Florida searching a building for a guy wanted on a parole violation. Eventually, they found him hiding in the ceiling because his cell phone started ringing. Always keep it on vibrate. You never know. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high.
Ain't no valley low enough.
7:15, local news. Sam Lissitz here, WRJN. You know, sometimes the best laid plans don't work out. San Antonio was supposed to be hosting a World Naked Bike Riding event, but no naked bikers showed up. What made them think naked bikers were going to show up in the first place, huh? What a scam. Hey, all you naked people, show up in San Antonio. No one showed. Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry, Hometown Radio Refresh, WRJN.
Baby, love me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way.
Cherry Cherry, 718, local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. Showers possible, then gradual clearing today with a high near 79. Part of cloudy, low 69 tonight, sunny and hot Saturday and Sunday. Highs near 94 tomorrow, 92 on Sunday. Right now, cloudy, 66 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. Hey, talk about getting the full experience. More than 50 people got trapped in a coal mine in Pennsylvania while they were on a tour. Took a few hours, but everyone was brought up to the surface safely. I guess I can cross that off my summer vacation wish list.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan's dance card continues to remain full. He is jumping back into the feature film world with a new film called FAST, or Fast, which will star Brendan Sklenar, who he worked with on 1923, and Succession's Juliana Canfield. The film is a thriller that will hit theaters in April 2027. Taylor Sheridan, in addition to writing the critically acclaimed film Hell or High Water, is the creative force behind Yellowstone, Lioness, Tulsa King, and Yellowstone prequels 1883 and 1923. Speaking of theatrical releases, this summer is off to a great start when it comes to the box office. Next summer, there is also a real treat in store when Toy Story 5 will hit the silver screen. Pixar Animation and Disney have announced officially that the next chapter for Buzz and Woody will premiere June 19th, 2026. In the story, our heroes take on modern technology, or tech toys, in order to fight for their existence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
WRJN. I had some trouble with my baby. So I had my fortune read.
great Luke Christie passed away yesterday at the age of 82, featuring some of his music this morning, The Gypsy Grind. He had so many hits, Luke Christie. A lot of people don't realize it, but when you start looking at the list, wow, he had a lot of them. 722 local news, timeless hits, WRJ and Paul Harvey, and the rest of the story coming up in just a few minutes. But first, Lee Michaels at WRJN. Do you know what I mean?
Been 40.
Do you know what I mean? 725 at WRJN. Well, researchers have found that most people around the world don't actually want to become billionaires after all. As it turns out, a lot of people could achieve their ideal life with $10 million, maybe a little less. All right, yeah, I can be happy with $10 million or a little less. It's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, brought to you every day by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for his stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul's coming up in 30 seconds.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
And now, the rest of the story. Red Blaze of Livingston, Montana, is making a reputation on the rodeo circuit the second time around. Red's first career was interrupted by two bouts with cancer. I don't know what you know about the rodeo world, but I can tell you it's no place for the timid nor for the faint of heart. It includes work-brittle old-timers, salty young Bronx stompers with the squeak still in their saddles, but any one of them with enough sand in his craw to climb onto the hurricane deck of an owl-headed horse ready to take his tail in his teeth and turn handsprings. And then there are the barrel racers. Barrel racers are horses built with short pasterns close to the ground, able to turn on a biscuit and never bust the crust. That's what Red Blaze is. A gelding, barrel racing since the age of 3. Barrel racer and rider learn how to stick together by training in cactus country. Red Blaze is ridden by Irma Neve of Livingston, Montana. Raised Blaze from a foal, nursed him through those 2 bouts with cancer, and went on to add trophies until, hear this, there are 3,000 trophies. Now, Blaze has never been ridden by anybody but Irma. She broke him with voice commands. Now, anybody who's ever broken a horse knows that this is the hard way. It takes more time, it takes more patience to break horses with voice commands. And you're likely to get bucked off a lot. Red Blaze, incidentally, is named for the wide white patch on his face. And do you know Red Blaze has actually become a member of the family? I mean, really, Irma hugs him every night. He gets a stocking at Christmas time. A birthday never goes by, but what Red Blaze gets a special birthday cake just for him. If you're familiar with barrel racing, this will be repetitious. If you're not, you need to know that in the rodeo arena, 3 barrels are placed 90 feet apart in a triangle. Now, the object is to see how tight a figure eight turn the horse can make between and around those barrels at all-out speed. And it better be under 15 seconds. The measure of any good cutting horse is sharp turns at high speed. So this rodeo event exhibits the best of the horses with that talent. And you don't nudge a barrel now. You lose points if you even nudge a barrel. And Red Blaze with Irma Neve astraddle makes it look easy. Irma uses gentle reins and a soft voice to hold command. And Red Blaze, at the age of 26, continues to ride that tight track and accumulate more medals every season. And at the same time, to accumulate a bank savings account in his own name against the day when Blaze rounds his last barrel. And all of this spectacular accomplishment in one of rodeo's most disciplined events. Though, as I say, Red Blaze had cancer 10 years ago. Cancer in one eye and then in the other. That's right. This gallant barrel racing gelding is totally blind. And now you know the rest of the story.
It's 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check our local news this morning. Here's
Stuart. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. This weekend, our area faces an extreme heat warning. Heat index values could hit 105. The sudden rise in temperatures isn't just a health concern. It's also increasing the risk of a road problem. The DOT has put out a warning about pavement buckling, with a reminder out to slow down and watch for slowing traffic. If you do come across a serious pavement issue, police say you should call 911 and be ready to give your location. Cooling centers will be running in the area this weekend. You can call 211 to find one near you. We'll have the latest on the heat wave coming up in the forecast. Investigators in Racine are still seeking witnesses after 2 shootings Wednesday night, one of them fatal. The first shooting took place on Carlisle, where a man was shot in the neck and a woman was arrested. That man survived. Hours later, there was a fatal shooting just west of Douglas on Marquette Avenue. Police haven't identified any suspects in the second case and are asking anyone with information to contact them. It sounds like someone is messing with those life rings by the lake. A message out from the city of Racine is urging people to only remove life rings from their stations when there's an actual emergency. A statement says if you see someone messing with them along the pier or the beach, you're told to call the police non-emergency number. An eye in the sky will be watching you if you're on part of I-94 this weekend. The State Patrol will have aerial enforcement tomorrow above I-94 in Kenosha County.
Pilots will be watching for speeders and aggressive drivers from above, alerting ground units when violations are spotted. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
You know, when it comes to technology, Wisconsin farms are all about it. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Markets back in trade after a Juneteenth break. We'll get to the numbers in just a moment. But right now, we're focused in on the technology that Wisconsin farms are leaning into, whether it's air conditioning for the cows during the hot summer days that we're experiencing in Wisconsin, or whether it's trying to make sure that they're precisely using herbicides or fungicides on their crops. Wisconsin farmers are leaning in. That's the word from Ben Becker, owner and operator of Penguin Drones. He explains how that technology is being used today on Wisconsin farms.
So if you compare it to a ground rig, you're not running over the crops. So you get some return there. You're not damaging the field with ruts and soil compaction. For weather and getting out onto the field, if it's been raining for 3 days, you can't get a tractor out there, but you could get a drone flying the moment it stops raining.
Ben Becker, he is the owner and operator of Penguin Drones. He says he's finding farms of all sizes that are interested in drone technology today. He said he was attracted to the industry for some of the same reasons that farmers are. It's precise. It's effective. It's affordable. Markets are next.
Wisconsin's dairy farmers are more than just producers of milk and cheese. They're dedicated caretakers of the land, animals, and communities that they call home. Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the essential role that these farmers play and how we can all take part in supporting them.
So we know our Wisconsin dairy farmers have a really long history of caring for their land and water, mostly because these are multi-generational farms, but they also take really great care in making sure they're taking care of their cows and their families and farms and communities. So there's a lot on a farmer's plate, but they are such a vital, important role in their communities. And we encourage consumers to really engage with our dairy farmers, ask them the questions they have, and then they can support dairy farmers by buying products made from our Wisconsin milk. And that's very easy to do in the store. You can go to any retailer and look for products that have the Proudly Wisconsin cheese or Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge.
To learn more about how you can support Wisconsin's dairy industry, visit wisconsindairy.com.
They're back in action after the Juneteenth break in overnight electronic trade. July corn's unchanged. December new crop up a penny and a half at 446. July soybeans are up a penny. November new crop up two at 1070. July wheat, that's currently a nickel lower at 570. The July class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 3 right now, 1765 a hundredweight. There's a quick market snapshot on a Friday morning. I'm PM Yonke.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible this morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend. Definitely find ways to stay cool. Highs in the mid-90s. Right now, it's 71.
As much as I'm against crime, there are things we do to criminals that I think are unfair. I think it's unfair that tampering with evidence is an additional crime on top of the actual crime? Talk about piling on. Anything that would be done naturally during the scope of the crime should just be part of the crime. Has any criminal ever not tampered with evidence and gotten anything out of that? You've been found guilty of the crime in question. Your penalty, life in prison without the possibility of parole. But we do want to note you were nice enough not to tamper with the evidence. In fact, the lead investigator said it was the most pristine crime scene he'd ever happened upon in his entire illustrious career. So as a tip of the hat, you get to choose top bunk or bottom.
Let's say good morning to the Senior Director of Marketing. Senior Director of Marketing. All right. I like that. you're senior, huh? Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. We're going to talk about the new movies. Got a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to talk about the anniversary of Jaws. I think today's the premiere date. Wasn't it June 20th?
That's right. It is the 50th year anniversary today, June 20th.
Today is also the first day of summer. Let's see, a little math here. 9:52 p.m. tonight is the beginning of summer. I'm going to tell you how I got to see Jaws on opening day. I'll tell you later on when we do our Jaws segment, because I was there waiting online like everybody else to see Jaws. All right, we have three new movies opening up. No sharks in our three new movies this time. And Brett, what do you have for us?
Well, the first one is Breitheart. This is an R-rated comedy. Rebel Wilson stars in this one. And a mercenary group takes a lavish wedding hostage, but they have no idea what they're in for because the maid of honor, played by Rebel Wilson, is actually a secret agent ready to rain hellfire on anyone that would ruin her best friend's wedding. That is out this weekend. And the next movies are the two big ones that will probably battle it out for the box office crown this weekend. The first is Elio. It's a PG animated film from Pixar. Elio is this boy. He's a space fanatic. He has an active imagination. And in this adventure, he finds himself mistakenly beamed up to space, where he must form bonds with new aliens and navigate the crisis of intergalactic politics. So this one is getting some great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. It's an 86% critics rating this morning. Give this one a chance. Everyone that I know that's seen this one has loved it. And I know 3D is not for everyone, but I'll tell you, the 3D in this movie is spectacular. When this was screened in 3D, everyone loved it. So Elio, it's PG. It's a Pixar movie. So definitely, if you've already seen Lilo and Stitch, go out to see Elio. If you haven't seen Lilo and Stitch, see both these movies, because they are great for families during this summer.
You know, we always talk about these family movies, like the Super Mario Brothers movie, the Lilo and Stitch movie, all these movies. And I always say, in my mind, who is going to see it? Never. And here they are, top of the box office every week. This is why I could never invest in movies, because I couldn't pick them. I couldn't pick which ones are going to be good. How to Train Your Dragon. I would never have picked that in a million years as a box office winner. And what do I know? And the movies I like the best never show up anywhere. Godzilla, minus one. I thought that was one of the best. No, I mean, it was okay, you know, at the box office, but it wasn't a blockbuster. I can't pick them. We've talked about this over the years. For some reason, I don't have the knack for it. We have another, like a Night of the Living Dead movie coming out, right?
Well, that's right. It's 28 years later. It's rated R. It's a horror thriller. Now, this may be the most intense movie that anyone will see all summer, and it is amazing. Now, remember, 28 years later is actually the sequel to the 2002 film 28 Days Later and the 2007 film 28 Weeks Later. It currently has this one has a 92% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's a good reason for it, because the film is directed by Danny Boyle. It's written by Eric Scarlin. They both worked on the original films, and this is actually intended to be the first of a new trilogy of sequels. In fact,
next January, you're going to see the next installment of the film release. So this is just a new beginning for the 28 Days series. And it is amazing because for now you get to prepared for a movie in 20 years later, where it's been three decades since this virus raged and it had escaped the biological weapons laboratory. People are still in quarantine. They found out a way to exist. There's one group of survivors on a small island connected to the mainland, and they actually put a scouting group out to the off the island, and now they're coming up and seeing things that they never, ever imagined. So this is a zombie movie. It is thrilling, and if you like either the 28 Days, you'll love it. If you haven't seen them, don't worry. You can piece it together and go see this one as well. It is an amazing zombie film and a great film for the summer.
And now, I think everybody knows what that means, don't they? The theme from Jaws. I mean, that's got to be one of the most iconic theme songs ever. John Williams composed it like he did every other Steven Spielberg movie. But it really is not a song you can hum. It's just, it just spells danger. And I think all you do is have to go bum, 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 bum. And everybody knows what movie you're talking about. And this is the 50th anniversary of Jaws today, June 20th, 50 years ago. It opened up at theaters across America. And this is the one that changed summer blockbusters. There was no summer blockbuster thing going on before Jaws, right?
That's right. It's the first one. Usually studios stayed clear of the summer. They didn't want anything to do with it. People were all on vacation. No one was going to go see the movies. And then Jaws changed everything. And I'll tell you, you could have a marketing class about how Jaws was released because they did everything different. They took the rule of studio distribution and they threw it out the window. And look what happened. And there are a couple things that they did. They released the movie wide. Usually they would have movies work with word of mouth. They release in a few theaters, a few more the next week, a few more the next week. Well, in 1975, they opened this one up and an astounding 400 theaters at that time. And it quickly became very profitable. And they targeted a summer audiences, which was something that wasn't done. They also did some things that I would call avant-garde. They used television advertising aggressively with smaller trailers, 30-second trailers to target hit programs at the time. They saturated the media everywhere they could. And there was even merchandise and promotion, which was fairly new at that time as well. So when you look at all the things that they did, Jaws opens up in 1975. It makes $260 million. Now, when you think about that, think about what the ticket prices must have been in 1975. $260 million would be great for a movie now. Think about that in 1975. So everything worked for this movie. It changed the way people view going into the ocean. It changed the way people felt about a lot of things. It sustains itself today. And, Don, it is, in my mind, at least in the top five best pictures of all time when you think about it.
So when I went to go see it in 1975, opening day, June 20th, I went to the Wontaw Theater on Long Island. Now, this is before they had all these 13, 14 theater complexes, single screen. We get online about 4 o'clock in the afternoon thinking, now we'll get in by, you know, the 5 o'clock show, whatever. We didn't get in till 9 o'clock because they had to show it twice before we got in there. And the line was getting longer and longer and longer. And I said, I'm not giving up this spot. I already invested 4 hours in waiting online. Luckily, it was a nice night. And we finally got in, and it was well worth the wait. I had never seen anything like that before, and it was just spectacular. So, 50 years. Happy anniversary, Jaws.
Yeah, and what people don't recall is, remember, these are a lot of one- and two-screen theaters
right.
that these are
yeah.
playing in. There weren't megaplexes. Now, when you have one of these big movies, it's being released on 3,500 screens or so. But back then, not every theater could play Jaws because there were other movies that had to be played. So when you figure out how well this movie did, considering it was only, which is a lot of that time, in 400 theaters to start with, it is just a phenomenal story.
And then they had the sequels. And Jaws 2, okay. Jaws 3D, no. And the worst was Jaws the Revenge with Michael Caine. Remember that? It was only an hour and 20-some-odd minutes. So it was really short. And the whole thing didn't make sense because the original Jaws was getting revenge and was going after Chief Brody's wife and kids. And what didn't make sense was they killed the original Jaws in the first one. How could he get... There was no original... He was dead. That was the whole thing of the movie. The other thing that got me was... I was going to say something about this and I forgot. Something brilliant and I can't think of what it was now. Anyway, so Jaws the Revenge, just a horrible movie. And I saw it at the drive-in and luckily they just stopped right there. But there were so many Jaws ripoff movies coming out at the time. You remember all those movies?
Yeah, I do. There was the 3D Jaws, which wasn't any good. There was a whole bunch of these, but the original is still one you want to see. And while we haven't announced it yet, later on this summer, you're going to see Jaws back in the big screen for its 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
So watch out for that because we will bring it back yet this summer for everyone.
Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. The kid, do you remember in the scene where the two kids are faking, they have like a cardboard fin and they're scaring everybody out of the water and they have their guns drawn on these two kids and all of a sudden they say, no, it was his idea. It was his idea. Remember those two little kids with the fake fin? Well, one of those kids grew up and now he is the chief of police in Martha's Vineyard where they filmed the movie.
That's amazing. You wonder if anyone recognized him or just a double take when he walks down the street. I just wonder.
All right, we're talking to Brett Hoffman. Coming up in a moment here, I'm going to give you the five favorite sharks in moviedom. They did a poll, obviously, so that's coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. But first...
Today's big deal of the day. Start the summer with a sparkling clean ride. Professional Detail on Lathrop Avenue will bring back that showroom shine with full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, and more. Your car deserves to look car show ready, so let the pros handle it. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision, and it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake, and this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
W-R-J-N. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters with us. It's Happy Jaws Day today. Opened up 50 years ago this day, June 20th, 1975. And I've got a list here. This is according to a, I guess they did one of those internet polls. And these are the top five favorite sharks in movies. And Bruce from Jaws did not make number one. Number five on the list, Destiny from Finding Dory. You remember Destiny, right? Remember that shark?
I remember Finding Dory.
King Shark from The Suicide Squad. I don't remember that movie, do you? King Shark? Lenny. Go ahead. Yeah. What were you going to say?
Yeah, that was an R-rated DC film, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Lenny from Shark Tale. Bruce from the original Jaws came at number two. And Bruce from Finding Nemo came out number one. And by the way, yes, Bruce from Finding Nemo was named after Bruce from Jaws. And Jaws did not have the name Bruce, obviously. It was the crew gave him that name. And this is what I've heard. I've got one of these DVDs, the anniversary DVDs with tons of stuff on it. And they said the reason you don't see the shark a lot in the film, it wasn't working the way they wanted it to work. And they better just imply there's a shark out there. And that worked because not seeing it for the first half of the movie, you didn't see that shark up close until it, remember when it, when Chief Brody's shoveling out that chum and he comes and that, and the famous line, I think we need a bigger boat. My favorite line from the film was, this was no boating accident. Remember Richard Dreyfuss giving, telling the doctor, this was no boating accident. Okay, let's talk about summer movies. And you made a list here of the summer movies, the biggest hit summer films. And let's start with Jaws, right? 75.
Jaws, we go through the 70s. Then we had The Omen, Star Wars, Grease in 1978, 1979 Alien. Look at all those movies that started off. And then we get to the 80s. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, Spider-Man 2, E.T., Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Ghostbusters, Rambo, Top Gun, Beverly Hills Cop, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and ending the 80s was Batman. And then you just have this fantastic run that keeps going on and on and on. And we think about all these movies, they might not have been released in summer had it not been for Jaws. I mean, in the 90s, we had Jurassic Park, and we had Independence Day and Armageddon. In the 2000s, there was Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. There was The Dark Knight. And then in basically the teens of the 2000s, we had Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2. We had Finding Dory. And then recently, the past 3 years, we've had some huge summer movies. Top Gun Maverick in 2022 did $701 million. Barbie in 2023 did $612 million. And last year, Inside Out 2 became the biggest grossing animated film ever with $650 million. And we contribute all of these big films. Think of all the times in the last 50 years you go into the movies during the summer. It was all because of a shark that was on screen for only about 4 minutes of time back in 1975.
That's it. That's it. And I saw when I was at Universal Studios, they had the shark. I don't know if it was the original one, but he comes out of the water. And I got to tell you, it's scary because it's big. You don't realize it till he's like right in front of you. And he looked realistic, too. But you see these behind the scenes things when they were filming Jaws. And I got to tell you, it's an amazing. Steven Spielberg was not a really seasoned director. I think he only had one or two movies to his credit at that time. And they gave him this big movie, Jaws, based on the book. And the rest is history. And so is Spielberg. All right. I got some 80s action movies here you might remember. These were all from the 1980s. Predator. That came out number five on the favorites list. Lethal Weapon, The Terminator, Raiders of the Lost Ark, which I just saw for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And Die Hard came out number one. It's one of the best action movies, the best action movie of the 80s. And there's always a debate. Was that a Christmas movie or not a Christmas movie? Because it took place at Christmas time. So what do you think? Christmas movie or not?
I think it's an action movie that takes place during Christmas, but I think I'm in the minority there, just to let everyone know.
Before we get to some movie news here, I had this story from the other day. Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks, two of the most nicest guys in Hollywood, they don't have a problem with anyone except each other. They had a beef going back more than 30 years thanks to the 1989 comedy Turner and Hooch. Henry Winkler originally was supposed to direct it, but he got fired because he had a run-in with Tom Hanks. Henry revealed that he thinks it was caused by this. They were scouting locations in the seaside town of Carmel, California, when a woman came running out of a store yelling, quote, Henry Fonz, oh my goodness. And Henry said to her, and of course, you know, Tom Hanks. And for some reason, that offended Tom Hanks. And when Henry was fired 13 days into filming, the director of photography told him, I knew this was going to happen on that day in Carmel, California. Are they that petty, these guys? Where, you know, just an introduction like that would set them off? Whoa. All right. Okay, let's talk about some movie news you have for us.
Well, I was away last week and we didn't talk about it, but there was major movie news that I was excited about. And this is one of the biggest stories in comedy. Mel Brooks and Amazon have announced that he is coming back to return on the Spaceballs sequel, Spaceballs 2. This will be great. It's moving full steam ahead. It's going to premiere in 2027. Along with Mel Brooks, Rick Moranis is actually coming back to play Dark Lord Helmet. And the movie's going to have some young talent, too. It's got Josh Greenbaum as director. Josh Gad, who's the voice of Olaf the Snowman in Frozen, he is also going to star in the movie. A lot of people are coming back for this. Mel Brooks is so funny. He's so entertaining. At 98, he's going to come back to play Yogurt in this movie, and I know it's going to be funny. I know it's going to be great. There is a trailer right now that you can watch on YouTube for this. It's just a teaser trailer, but it's hilarious, and it's in total, you know, totally the tone of what you would think of for the first Spaceballs. So I'm looking forward to Spaceballs 2 and seeing Mel Brooks at 98. It might be the last time we see him on screen again, but I'm really hoping to see him very soon.
I just saw him recently in a documentary called The Automat. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. When I was growing up, we had something called The Automat, Horn and Hardart Automats, where you put coins into a wall. They had a wall, and you open up the little window, you took out your pie, you took out your sandwich, depending what you wanted. It's called The Automat. And Mel Brooks and a few other big actors agreed to be interviewed, and they sat down and they told about all their experiences with the Automats in New York City. And it was fun listening to Mel Brooks tell his stories about his New York City days when he was a young man, you know, pumping 10 cents into a machine to get a sandwich or a piece of pie. So we're watching the film, and I said to my brother, you know, I remember getting chocolate pudding pies out of there. And right after I said that, Mel Brooks said, oh, my favorite was the chocolate pudding pie. And I said, wow, that's kind of neat. And by the way, we have Jurassic World Rebirth coming up. When's that, July 4th?
Yeah, that will come out in just a week and a half or so. And it's going to come out midweek. Its official release date is going to be July 2nd.
And is tracking to have a $125 million opening weekend. And that must be pretty good, because I heard the film is pretty good.
It certainly will be. And then we're going to have a run. We're going to have Jurassic World, then we're going to have Superman, and then we're going to have a Fantastic Four. So July 4th is going to be an action extravaganza on the big screen.
You know, a comedian was saying that there's one of the Superman movies, Superman gets shot in the eye and it doesn't bother him. And the guy sitting next to him in the theater said, yeah, right. And he said, oh, that's the thing you can't get used to. Not the fact that there's a man flying around the world with a cape with X-ray vision. But the bullet in the eye is the thing you can't deal with. That was funny. All right. We filled up a full hour. 8 o'clock. Look at that. All right. We'll talk to you next Friday once again, my friend. You have a great week, all right?
We'll see everyone at the movies. Thanks, everyone.
All right. There you go. Yeah, I love him. Brett Hoffman, Senior Marketing Director for Marcus Theaters. We'd love to have him here. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is holding out for a diplomatic solution to the Israel-Iran conflict, provided Tehran gives up hopes of a nuclear weapon. His spokeswoman.